A very wonderful morning to my esteemed listener. I am Yemi Graceman Adoluju, Lead Pastor, Lighthouse International Christian Center, Samondo UI Road, Ibadan, Nigeria, welcoming you to today's edition of our program, Daily Impact. We have been considering the subject of our elevation, your sheave arising, looking at the words of Joseph when he was relaying his dream to his brothers. We were binding sheaves in the field, and behold, my sheave arose and stood upright. Your sheave will arise in life and in destiny. Your sheave will stand upright in the name of Jesus. Do not forget that by your sheave, we mean your individual life, your destiny, your calling, your purpose in life, your reason for living. And the field is the world we are in, the business you do, the family you are from, the profession you are in, and the environment where you grow up or where you are residing, the field. All of us are binding sheaves in the field, but not every sheaf is arising. Not every man is fulfilling purpose or destiny. What are the factors that we make a man's sheaf to arise? We have considered the favor factor. We looked at the life of Joseph, how he was favored of God. He found favor everywhere he went. And also, you remember the story of Hadassah, that is Esther. She found favor before everyone that saw her. Favor, the favor factor. Let's consider this morning the help factor. As we look into the Word of God, the Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to St. John, chapter number 5, we read from verse 1 through to verse number 7. Sometime later, Jesus went up to Jerusalem for not one of the Jewish festivals. Now, there is in Jerusalem near the Sheep Gate a pool, which in Aramaic is called Bethesda, and which is surrounded by 5 covered colonnades. Here a great number of disabled people used to lie, the blind, the lame, the paralyzed. One who was there had been an invalid for 38 years. When Jesus saw him lying there and learned that he had been in this condition for a long time, he asked him, "Do you want to get well?" "Sir," the invalid replied, "I have no one to help me into the pool when the water is stirred. While I'm trying to get in, someone else goes down ahead of me." "Sir," the invalid replied, "I have no one to help me into the pool." The help factor. For a man's sheaf to arise in life and in destiny, help is important. The help factor is very essential for the destiny of a man. This invalid man was at the pool of Bethesda for 38 years. His destiny was grounded for 38 years. His life was stagnated for 38 years simply because he had no one to help him. Dear listener, your life, your destiny, your business would have gone better than it is at this very moment if you have received help, or if there is someone to help you. Everybody needs help, and every man is a product of help. If you are not helped, you are held. Whatever is holding a man and is preventing him from receiving help is an enemy of his destiny. And so a man that is not helped is held. Sickness held this man down. Infirmity, paralysis held him down for 38 years, and his destiny was grounded. In the Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to St. Mark, chapter number 2, reading from verse number 1, the Bible says, "A few days later, when Jesus again entered Capernaum, the people heard that he had come home. They gathered in such large numbers that there was no room left, not even outside the door, and he preached the word to them. Some men came, bringing to him a paralyzed man, carried by 4 of them." Let's stop there. Carried by 4 of them. This man was paralyzed, but 4 men lifted him up. 4 men carried him, and they brought him to Jesus where there was help. This man received help, and he was made whole because men carried him. But the other man, in John chapter number 5, had no one to help him, and so he was grounded for 38 years. This other man, 4 men rose to his assistance. 4 men rose to carry him. The destiny of this man would have remained grounded, but for the help he received. Your destiny also, if you do not receive help, will remain on the ground. Destinies are grounded where there is no help. In Luke chapter 13 and in verse number 11 and 12, the Bible says, "And a woman was there who had been crippled by a spirit for 18 years. She was bent over and could not straighten up at all. When Jesus saw her, he called her forward and said to her, 'Woman, you are set free from your infirmity.'" You are set free. Every sheaf, every destiny cannot lift up himself, cannot lift up itself. Help is needed to lift up that destiny. Help is needed to lift you up in life and in destiny. Help is required to lift up your business, your career, for your children. Help is a necessity. And my prayer is that God will send you help, and he will send you helpers in the name of Jesus. This month, before it is over, help will come for you. Before this year is over, you will be marvelously helped in the name of Jesus. And so, for a man's sheaf to arise, he needs help. The help factor is necessary for the sheaf of a man to arise in life and in destiny. Another factor for a man's sheaf to arise is what I called the open mouth factor. That is prayers. We cannot talk too much about prayers. Prayers, your mouth must be opened if you want help, if you want your sheaf to arise in life and in destiny. If you want your sheaf to stand upright, then your mouth must be opened. A great servant of God once said, "A closed mouth is a closed destiny." In Mark chapter number 10 and in verse number 47, the Bible says, "When he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to shout, 'Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me.'" Verse 48 says, "Many rebuked him and told him to be quiet, but he shouted all the more, 'Son of David, have mercy on me.'" This was blind Bartimaeus, who needed his sheaf to arise. He had been blind all this while, but he needed his eyes and to be opened. He wanted his sheaf to arise. And the only person who could give sight to the blind was passing by, and that was Jesus. And so Bartimaeus opened his mouth. He began to shout, "Jesus, thou Son of David, have mercy on me." And the Bible says Jesus stood still and called him. Now don't forget, many rebuked Bartimaeus. Many people asked him to keep quiet. But the Bible says he shouted all the more. He did not allow the words of the people, the opinion of the people, to shut him down. He did not allow what people would say to stop him from continuing in his prayers. He attended prayer meeting. He did not bother that people were abusing him for spending his time in the place of prayers. He prayed. Don't be too proud to ask. Everyone that asked Jesus for help got it. Prayer is an indication of your humility and your dependency on God. Matthew chapter 7, verse 7. "Ask, it shall be given to you. Seek, ye shall find. And knock, the door shall be opened." Verse 8 is, "For whoever asks receives, and to he that seeks finds, and to him who knocks, the door shall be opened." Please ask in the place of prayer. Don't close your mouth. A closed mouth, don't forget, is a closed destiny. May your destiny not be closed. As you open your mouth in prayers, may answers from heaven come, and may God be glorified in your life. Open your mouth and talk to God. Don't close your mouth. Open your mouth and make that request. Don't keep quiet. Don't be too proud to ask for help. You need help to get to where you are going. May you not be stagnated in life and in destiny, in Jesus' precious name. Let us pray. I'd like you to lift up your voice and declare in prayers this morning, "My destiny will not be grounded. My life will not be stagnated. Help will come for me in the name of Jesus." Lift up your voice and pray. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, "My destiny will not be grounded. My life will not be stagnated. Help will come for me in the name of Jesus." So shall it be in Jesus' precious name. I'd like you to lift up your voice like blind Bartimaeus and cry out for help and say, "Jesus, Son of the living God, help me. I am helpless. You You are the helper of the helpless. Help me. Lift your voice and pray. Jesus, you are the helper of the helpless. Son of the living God, help me. Help me in the name of Jesus. I am helpless. I need help. Help me in Jesus' precious name. And so shall it be in the name of Jesus. Jesus took help to the man at the pool of Bethesda. He took help. Help went to that man. I'd like you to lift your voice and pray and say, Father, send help to my life, to my business, to my family. Send help to my children where they are. Send help in the name of Jesus. Lift your voice and ask for help. Lord Jesus, I pray, as you took help to the man, the impotent man at the pool of Bethesda, I ask that you will send help to me. Help me, Lord Jesus. Send help to my business. Send help to my ministry. Send help to my children, to my family. Send help from on high to my life. Send help. I am asking for help this morning. Your word says, he that asketh, receiveth. I ask today for help, and I receive by faith in the name of Jesus. Thank you, eternal Father. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. I pray that the God of heaven will send help to you from on high. Help will come for you in the name of Jesus. Because you have opened your mouth and you have requested for help, help will come for you. This weekend, help will come for you. Before this month is over, help will come for you. In the new month you are entering into, help will come for you. This year, help will come for you. And I pray your destiny will not be stagnated. Your life will not be stagnated in the name of Jesus. Your destiny will not be grounded. Your sheaf will arise in the name of Jesus. And I pray everyone you ask for help, we send you help. We give you help. Everyone you ask shall give help to you. When you ask, you will receive. When you seek, you will find. When you knock, the door shall be opened unto you. And so shall it be in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Join us tomorrow for a glorious service at the Light Cathedral. It's a family Thanksgiving service. The Lord bless you as you attend. You may wish to join that meeting on any of our social media platforms, on Facebook at LICCNG1, on Twitter at LICCNG, and on YouTube at Lighthouse International Christian Center. Forward this message and share the link with your contacts. For your question, your comment, your testimony needs, get in touch with me through this number, 080-2323-2474. Until I come your way again tomorrow for another exciting edition of our program, I am Yemi Graceman Adulugu, wishing you a very glorious weekend, and the Lord bless you.